Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free trial and a free audiobook to keep at audiobooks.com using promo code TRY70. Well, we have our next guest here. Hello.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hi, Scott. Nikia.
Nikia.
Lenny.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Why don't you tell our viewers a little bit about yourself?
Hi, I'm Lenny. I'm the co-founder of QMed. We are a firm that focuses on solving medication adherence, getting people to take their pills on time, and forming habits and routines which will improve their health outcomes.
Wow.
Okay.
How does that work exactly?
So, largely, if you look at medication non-adherence, it turns out that about 65% of us who are given a prescription end up not taking the pills.
What percentage?
65%.
Wow.
So that leads to a whole, you know, downstream of issues, right? The increased illness, more hospitalization, all of that.
Wow.
And we've looked at this as it was also a bit of a personal issue for my co-founder, who's the CEO of the firm. She was looking for solutions to help her stay on track with thyroid.
Okay.
And turned out, right, pretty much multiple conflicting life priorities, right, and we end up not taking the pills.
Okay.
And so she tried a host of different solutions, right? I mean, there are a whole lot of apps that can remind you to do stuff. Like, you know, it can beep at you and say, hey, Scott, you know, you need to take this pill. Or
sure.
That, right. But the majority of people look at that as an intrusion. It doesn't solve issues for them, right?
Okay. Plus, you're already inundated with notifications on your device.
Absolutely.
It is already, like, a huge social problem.
Absolutely.
That we've seen grow in the last couple of years, so one more notification is just something you might ignore.
Absolutely. That's what we learned more during our focus groups and user interviews, that at some point, right, reminders start becoming noise.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So especially now, if it's something you have to do regularly, at some point you're like, I know what that noise is.
That's right.
I don't care.
That's right. So how do we build a solution, right, that's part of people's routine, but It's to everyone's benefit if they take care of themselves.
Sure.
But we know we have the right intention, right? But with multiple priorities, that never works out.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually ended up, you know, after multiple prototypes and you know, a lot of research over time, we have built a hardware solution, right? Which is essentially a smart medication organizer, right?
Okay.
Which would also act as a personal coach, health coach. Right, so most people with chronic conditions end up taking more than 4 pills a day.
Okay.
So they need a place where they organize their pills, right?
Sure.
So historically, we've used, right, the pill box.
Yeah.
Right, and again.
And then the digital pill box after that, that all it did was made noise.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. So now, how do we build smarts into the pill box, but also make it part of people's routine? Right. So it's all about making it part of, you know, it's all about putting it in auto mode.
Sure.
Right. Okay. So without the users, you know, willfully wanting to, you know, enter something into an app, or, you know, it's about integrating into people's lifestyle naturally.
Okay.
So we've got a smart product device here, which essentially is a smart pill organizer, but it's enabled with voice services. Right.
Okay.
So it can pretty much call out. And you know, very discreetly, Alexa has recognizes voice profiles, and you know, so if it's interacting with you at this point, it can say, "Hey, Nakia, it's 9:30. You might want to take, you know, this pill, right?" And it, only if it recognizes it's you, right?
Okay.
And also, it's each of these modules. So this is a final prototype that we've built,
okay,
right? So each of these modules can organize your entire pills for the day, and the entire, you know, the entire device can organize pills for 7 days.
Okay.
Right? So for people who take multiple pills multiple times a day, right, they can pretty much take a sleeve. It's got Bluetooth connectivity, right? It automatically tracks whether somebody took the pill or not. There is no extra steps. There is nothing to it. You go about your routine, right, and it automatically tracks if your pills were taken on time, right? And it monitors, right? not only the user behavior, but because it can connect with pretty much all your smartwatches and your glucose monitors and blood pressure monitors and so on, it knows what's happening to your vitals in your body, the biomarkers in your body, right?
Wow.
So for the first time, we have an adherence device which not just reminds people, not just tracks people, but can actually educate you, inform users that, hey, if you didn't take this pill, here's how your body is reacting to it.
Right.
Right? So the primary reason we built that in is because a lot of people, the reason they don't take their pills is either because they have logistical barriers. When they think about their pills, the pills are not with them, the pill box is somewhere else, right? So, or it has to do with emotional reasons, or it has to do with them being concerned about the side effects of the drug, or people just take it for granted, right? So,
or they think, I've gotten better, I'm okay.
Absolutely, we've heard it all, right? Oh, I've been taking this for 10 years now. If I miss a couple of days, it's not gonna kill me.
Right.
Right? But chronic conditions, the way they work.
That's not it.
Exactly. Right? So we've got to demonstrate to the user that it matters if you don't take your pills.
Right.
Right? And that is a huge, huge psychological motivator. Right?
Yeah. Being able to see the physical reactions, the physical response to skipping. No. If I miss a day or two, I'll be fine.
That's right.
And then literally having the data to back up, no. You're not fine.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
Right? So now we can show them that, right? And we've built in proximity sensors. So, somebody is rushing out of work. And so with a proximity sensor, it can alert you. You're near the device. Can you please take the pill? Right?
Okay.
So systematically, right, over we've incorporated user suggestions on why, what are the obstacles
right.
they're facing. Logistically, it's yeah. either they're not there near the pills, or they're concerned about the side effects, or they lack motivation. So now with Alexa Voice Services, right, we have the ability to deliver insights, right? So we can say, all right, so if you're taking a BP drug, right, and we know what your vitals are, we can provide suggestions on what you could do to feel better. Right. So it's not just a typical pill organizer. Mm-hmm. It's a pill organizer that which actually has an holistic approach to help you to form habits and incorporate that as part of your life. Right. So that's our advice for you.
The price point on something like this. What are we looking at?
All right. So at this point, we are still, this is our final prototype, okay. right? And we're still working through the electronics pricing, and it depends on the scale.
Sure.
So we're looking to launch in fall,
okay.
and out of the gate, tentatively, I could give you a tentative pricing, and that should pretty much cost similar to a Fitbit HR or so on.
Okay. Right?
So
okay.
we're looking at about $150 to plus.
Somewhere in that yeah. 150 range.
That's
we
right.
don't know where, but somewhere in there. Okay.
That's where we want to be.
And how are you planning on launching this? Is it going to be straight to market, just with your website? Are you going to do like a Kickstarter campaign? How are you planning on going to market?
At this point, we want to do a campaign, right?
Okay.
So it's going to be on the website, yes, but we also want to do, we still haven't zeroed in on whether we want to do it as a Kickstarter campaign or we want to do it as a self-hosted campaign,
sure.
right? So there is going to be a
There
is going to be a crowdfunded campaign,
okay.
right? And it should be available for pre-orders in about 90 to 100 days from now.
Wow. Okay. How long have you been working on this?
Well, this and all its prior prototypes
sure.
is about a little over 2 years.
Okay.
Right. So my co-founder, who's the CEO, she started with a very, very basic prototype that just tracks how pulse work, right?
Okay.
So it tracks user behavior. And from where we started there, right, we've come a long way. And we've incorporated a whole lot of, whole lot of features to make it, effective for the cause.
Right. And obviously, iterating on hardware is way harder than iterating on software.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Right.
So 2 years to go through the iteration process
right.
to get to where you are is actually pretty impressive.
Right. Right, thank you. And you know, hardware wasn't our first choice, right? I mean, working on hardware startups is hard. I mean, you find fewer investors. Yeah. It's a lot harder to tweak hardware as opposed to software. Right.
You have to get it right, right. the first time.
Right.
You can't,
right.
But you can't put out a hardware patch. That's right. not that's right. not how that works.
Right, right. Precisely.
Oh, man.
So we chose this approach because that was the most effective in terms of being able to achieve the objective.
Yeah.
So,
I'm looking at obviously, the body is 3D printed.
That's right.
And so that's I'm right. thinking, well, I guess you could put out a hardware patch to anybody who had a 3D printer
at this
for
stage,
the prototype.
You yes.
do you want to hold it up so that our viewers can see?
Yeah.
Here we go.
It's
so that's the body of the device. Right?
I really like it. It's a really right. really simple. It's not like, hey, look at me.
Right.
This is where my pills are.
Right.
It's very, like, it would calmly fit into wherever it sits.
It's right. Sleek. Yeah.
And we've named the device Hexus, by the way. Hexus simply means it's a stable configuration of your health.
Okay.
I like it. It's so, going to come in multiple colors.
Absolutely.
Okay. Boom.
Absolutely. That's the goal. You know, we want to get a whole iPhone, Apple feeling, go into it, pick your color.
Okay.
Right. We don't know how many colors yet, but that's the intention.
Sure.
Right.
Awesome.
So we want to personalize the device as much as possible.
Of course.
So someone's able to integrate this, put it on their, you know, kitchen top, and we made it discreet such that it doesn't look like a medication organizer until somebody opens it and looks at it.
It kind of looks like a little bit like the tea tins you get from Tivana or something. You know, it's very it's very discreet and very calm.
Right.
It would fit in with your kitchen stuff or in a living room or wherever.
Sure.
That's cool.
I like it.
If somebody wants to know more about your product and follow your journey over the next 100 days and more, how can they do that?
Oh, thank you for asking us. QMed.co is our website, QUEMED.co. So please follow us on our website, and we are on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Thank
you.
It was
very nice having you on.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
And have a great rest of Collision.